Darren Sproles was certainly an explosive element with the New Orleans Saints these last three seasons. We go to Louisiana and talk to Mike Triplett from ESPN New Orleans, who joins us here. Mike, you got a chance to see the way the Saints employed Sproles in the return game, in the offense. What'd you think of him on the field?
Oh, well, I mean, what a dynamic weapon for the Saints. And, you know, they obviously have an offensive coordinator, Sean Payton, who knows how to move unique matchup nightmares around. And obviously he's going to find another one in Chip Kelly now. And I like the idea of pairing him with a LeSean McCoy. I think especially at this stage of Darren Sproles' career, he's probably going to be most impactful, you know, being used to stay fresh, be a change of pace guy. I think he had, you know, an incredible 2011 season when he set the NFL record for all-purpose yards. But overall, during his 3 years, one of the most dynamic weapons I've ever seen here in New Orleans.
Mike, it seems like ideally in a passing game, you know, when you spread the field and the way the Eagles use every corner of the field and Chip Kelly tries to create great matchups, really a very, very difficult matchup in space with Sproles. I mean, he gets open. He's got great hands. In the passing game, what were your impressions?
Yeah, no question, and that's almost what he was. He was almost a receiver for the Saints. I think he had something 70 or 80 catches plus every year that he was in New Orleans, sometimes lined up out wide, sometimes catching balls out of the backfield, more receptions than rushes. Although he's really underrated as kind of even though he's only 5'6", he's a physical runner up the middle every once in a while. The Saints just didn't use him that way that often. But without question, he's a guy, you can use him and McCoy on the field at the same time and split Sproles out wide. And obviously, it's not a surprise that a team that had to figure out how to defend Sproles is a team that went after him, because it's very hard to decide what kind of linebacker you're going to pair up against him out there in space.
Mike, what were the reasons in your opinion, why the Saints felt the need to trade Darren?
Well, the main reason is they're just overloaded with running backs, which is a good problem to have. They traded one last year too in Chris Ivory, and then they ended up picking up another rookie this year in Tyree Robinson, who you guys will remember in Philadelphia. Yep. Had his breakout game in the playoffs. So they've got Darren Sproles, Pierre Thomas, Tyree Robinson, and Mark Ingram, their first-round draft picks from a couple years ago. And there's just not enough touches to go around, and obviously the Saints were having cap issues. So they did call teams about both Sproles and Pierre Thomas, ended up trading Sproles and keeping Thomas, re-signing him to a two-year extension. So that's the main reason. And obviously they must have felt like at age 30 that they had seen maybe signs of declining production from Sproles and didn't think he was going to be as dynamic going forward. But I'm a little skeptical. I have a feeling that especially in Philadelphia's offense, there'll be pangs of regret when I think he's still got a little bit of gas left in the tank.
And what about in the return game? Obviously in the playoff game here, he had the big one, the big kickoff return that set the Saints up on that final drive that ended in a field goal that won the game for New Orleans. Still have the explosiveness in that return game?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say because his production in the return game wasn't there, but that's not always on the returner consistently. Throughout his career, obviously, though, he's been a really dynamic return man. Again, I think depending on the workload you're giving him, if you keep him fresh, once he gets turned upfield, he still has a burst that is rare to see in the NFL.
Mike, on day one of free agency, the Eagles adding Malcolm Jenkins. Your thoughts on what you saw from Jenkins' 5 seasons in New Orleans?
Yeah, Jenkins, I was always such a huge proponent and supporter of Jenkins. But he has always been, I mean, the word with him has always been potential. He was a 14th pick in the draft and really started to look like he was going to be a Pro Bowler in his first and second season, showing glimpses of that, and just never quite consistently reached that next level. But, you know, I think that potential is still there, and he's still young for a guy with 5 years under his belt. He's been a full-time starter, team captain. Coaches love him, you know, hard worker, film rat. He's moved around to different positions, and he's played with three different defensive coordinators, so I don't think they've found the perfect fit for him yet, but always a guy, you know, he's good once or twice a year for a big game-changing moment, some real great highlights in his career, but just a little too much inconsistency. I know he said in his press conference yesterday that that he even admits a tackling is something he needs to clean up. Good for a big play almost every game, and good for occasionally, a mental error here or there. But great guy. He's won our Media Good Guy Award before. Like I said, his teammates elected him a captain. So you know you got a hard worker and a guy who's really going to push to make it work.
Good stuff. Mike Triplett, ESPN New Orleans. We thank you so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.